The open enrollment period for Vermont Health Connect, the state's health care exchange, starts on Wednesday. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, officials say the state's health care exchange has resolved many of its technical problems.
The new enrollment period has been cut in half. Previously, it was 3 months long. This year, it runs for 6 weeks, from November 1st through December 15th. When Vermont Health Connect was launched 4 years ago, the website was plagued with numerous computer problems, leading to billing errors and the cancellation of coverage for some people. Sean Sheehan is the deputy director at the Department of Vermont Health Access. He says the operations of the state's healthcare exchange have improved dramatically in the past year.
We're in better shape than we ever have been. And as you go down each of those items, you'll see that everyone that has a comparable metric from over a year is better than it was a year ago.
Mike Fisher is Vermont's healthcare advocate. He applauds the progress that's been made at Vermont Health Connect, but he says more needs to be done.
And while I want to recognize that the Vermont Health Connect staff and contractors are good people who are working hard to do the best they can, but that for many of them, they really do need additional supports.
Last week, President Trump eliminated federal subsidies to health insurance companies. The companies use these payments to reduce out-of-pocket expenses for low- and middle-income people. Fisher says it's critical for Vermonters who are eligible for these cost reductions to understand that the benefits will still be available, and it will be up to the insurance companies to determine how to pay for them.
Those supports are still available, despite the news story that in the last couple of weeks about actions by the Trump administration and many messages that alluded to a concept that those supports weren't there.
The Trump administration has announced substantial cuts for the Affordable Care Act's budget for outreach programs. Deputy Director Sheehan doesn't expect that these cuts will have much of an impact in Vermont.
So with Vermont choosing to go as a state-based exchange, a lot more of that is more in our control. We are fortunate to have a great set of partners across the state who really have worked to bring down Vermont's uninsured rate.
Sheehan says about 30,000 Vermonters get their health insurance coverage from Vermont Health Connect. This represents about 6% of Vermont's adult population. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.